This is the It Ain't It Sis podcast, a podcast where we focus on life's pivots and redirections, relationships, and becoming a boss babe. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and this is a space where honesty, humor, and a whole lot of sass collide. No one has it figured out. So it's completely fine if sometimes it ain't it, sis. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the It Ain't It Sis podcast. I'm Sarah Whitney, your host, and welcome if you are new here. I'm so excited to have you. This is a podcast where I talk a lot about navigating your 20s and entrepreneurship and relationships and basically just a lot about life. So I'm so excited to have you, and today I'm doing a Q&A, and currently it is October 27th, 2020. A fabulous day it is here in San Diego. I am living in San Diego, California. Come 2021, I will hopefully be living in New York City, but you know, as of right now, I am really loving, you know, Southern California. A lot of people think I am just destined to be the SoCal girl, but really the big city, you know, it's calling me. It's calling my name. But yeah, so I have a Q&A for today, but I figured I'd do a little life update before. Like I mentioned, it's October 27th and a lot has happened this October so far. I mean, it's not even the end of the year, and I feel like so many people feel the same way in terms of just their life spinning around in front of their eyes. I don't know. I feel like half of the time I'm running around with my head cut off like a chicken. So it's super exciting, but here we are. We're loving it. We're living the dream. But I feel like I haven't done a proper Q&A for a while / life update. So that's what I'm here to do. Give you all the goods, give you all the deets. And I think we should just start from the beginning. So basically, at the beginning of October, I was on the job hunt. And for those of you who have been on the job hunt before or are currently on the job hunt, first of all, I share my condolences with you. It is so hard and annoying and frustrating and all of the things. So I see you. I am there with you. But thankfully, I was able to get a job at a beauty startup, one of my good friends who I went abroad with. She was actually hiring an intern. So I was like, I'll be your intern. Like, please hire me. So thankfully she hired me. And then I also got a job working for a friend of mine as a podcast manager. So super exciting. Honestly, I'm just feeling very blessed. I feel like everything is falling into place. And I really am excited just with how my life is going and the trajectory it's going. I definitely was in a job that, you know, it honestly wasn't a good fit for me at all. I knew that taking it, but you know, COVID had its own ideas of how everything would happen. But I'm very happy with how everything turned out, and I'll obviously get more into that in the podcast. But another major life update, I would say, is yesterday. So today is Tuesday, like I mentioned. Yesterday was Monday, and that's usually when I edit my podcast and doing all the dirty work, I guess, that goes into uploading the podcast on Tuesday. But at 4 p.m. yesterday, while I was working, I get a call from the San Diego County Health Department, and they told me that I have COVID. Yes, I have coronavirus. And before everyone freaks out, I am actually completely fine. Thank God. Seriously, it's such a blessing to, you know, be fairly symptom free. The only thing I have is a slight sore throat. Like, honestly, if I didn't know I had COVID, I would say, oh, I just have allergies, like a little bit, just because it went here in San Diego from 80 to 60 overnight. And obviously, you know, as we know, that huge shift in weather change that can cause, you know, weird allergy-like symptoms. So it was so strange though. On Saturday, this past Saturday, I was going to see my friend Vanessa. She has another podcast, On the Rocks. You should all check it out. But I was going to see her, and I told her that I would get a test before I saw her. So I ended up canceling on Saturday just because I have a lot of work that I'm doing. I'm writing for a magazine. So that kind of took priority for the day just because I had a deadline that I wasn't going to make if I went out that day. And so I was like, hey, so sorry, gonna have to cancel. let's reschedule another time. And midday, while I'm writing my articles, I was just kind of feeling a little tired and, you know, I was trying to procrastinate. So I was like, you know what? Let's do something fun. Let's go get a free COVID test. Don't ask me why I thought that was fun, but honestly, I was feeling a little off and kind of low-key just sad. Maybe it was just because the cloudy day. Maybe it's because I had COVID and didn't even know it. I don't know. But I was like, let's go get a COVID test just for fun. So went and got a COVID test, super easy. Then after that, I went on a 4-mile run. Yes, a 4-mile run. And it was a great run, honestly. And I came back here later on and finished my articles, watched some Sex and the City, ate some ice cream. It was great. Honestly, didn't think twice about getting the test on Sunday or the rest of Monday. And then I get that call. And when the guy first called me to tell me that I had COVID, I literally said to him, is this a joke? I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't go out really. I mean, I do live with 3 other girls, but guys, I only see those 3 girls. And the only place that I probably got it was the gym, which I understand that is like a fairly dirty place, but I wear my mask. I wipe everything down before and after I use it. And, you know, that's really the only place I go. I don't go in big groups of people. I don't have a boyfriend. I haven't been going out on dates. Like, I don't really see people. So it's interesting that I got COVID. So COVID can really affect anyone, regardless if you socialize or not. And I also do want to mention the fact that I am incredibly lucky that I am healthy. I don't have any health conditions that would predispose me to having a really terrible reaction and all of that jazz. And my heart really does go out to all of the people who have had family members who have gotten really sick or have even lost some family members. I understand the gravity of the situation, and I want to hold space for those who are hurting due to, I guess, COVID-related incidences. And honestly, I'm just viewing this week of being antisocial, even though I feel like I am already, but I am viewing this week as a great detox because it's definitely something I've needed. And I mean kind of more a detox from life as a whole. I have had a lot of different instances with just, I guess, switching my jobs and kind of going from corporate America, which is very steady, but I also felt very stagnant in my job. And then I'm going to 2 different jobs, both part-time, both I'm technically a freelancer / independent contractor. So that basically means that I can set my own hours. And, you know, my paycheck is going to fluctuate from time to time. And that is scary, but also I'm trying to remember that I am only 23. You know, this is the time to take chances, especially when, you know, I'm not married, I don't have kids, I don't have to feed anyone's mouth but my own. And so I am taking this time to really just dive in and see where this crazy thing called life takes me. So I'm super excited. And then on top of that, I just, you know, the day-to-day life, getting up early, trying to fit in a workout, trying to eat healthy, trying to get sleep, but also be social enough and happy and family demands. And my little sister was actually involved in a pretty scary electric scooter accident. So also, this is another PSA, please don't ride those electric scooters, also known as birds or limes. I don't know what you call them in your city, but here in San Diego, we have birds and they're electric scooters and they're not safe. And thank God literally that she is okay, but basically she knocked out all of her teeth. So I was taking care of her also last week. So my life has just been all over the place in every single aspect of my life. And then, you know, the icing on the cake was getting coronavirus. So I'm viewing this as just a nice reset. And I'm kind of viewing it as a blessing too. And people are going to be like, what, Sarah, you just got corona. Like, how is this a blessing? And I literally said a prayer this past weekend because I was so overwhelmed, feeling so anxious. And I was like, God, please just allow me to find some rest this week. And let me just say, God answers your prayers in the funniest ways. He really does. And sometimes they can look like setbacks, but really they're setups. And I hope you enjoy my cheesy motivational quotes because, you know, I like to tell my friends, like those people, those motivational speakers, I am their target audience because I just eat that shit up. I really do. And I'm not ashamed of it. So if that's what you like, stick around because I will give you that kind of content. And I'm really not sorry about it. So, I mean, other than that, I think that was the longest intro. So I think we should start getting into the Q&A. So the first question is, if you could trade lives with anyone for a day, who would it be? And that is so easy. It would be Serena from Gossip Girl. Like, first of all, she's so hot, so beautiful. But also, she's just this magical being. Like, if you have never watched Gossip Girl, first of all, you are missing out. But also, just Serena is this magical human. She is both a mixture of grace and sexy and kind and flirty and mysterious yet open. And I don't know. She's just such a magical human. I swear she's a goddess in the show. And Blake Lively is just, ugh. Love her. So I would definitely be Serena Vanderwoodsen, hands down. Another question from my roommate, she actually asked, what is your favorite quote and why? And I actually obviously read through these questions before I started recording. And I am just a lover of witty quotes. Like, I think there's nothing more beautiful than words woven together to, I guess, portray a certain concept. And obviously, like, that sounded stupid, I think. I don't know. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that basically writing is an art. It can portray pain, happiness, joy, sadness, anger, and all of the above. And so I love a good piece of literature. That is what I'm trying to say. But that being said, I would say the first quote that actually came to my head, I have loved it since I was little. It's actually a Bible verse and it goes, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you." And as someone who is a fairly anxious person, I would say I am constantly, you know, just freaking out about the future. I don't know why. But, you know, I have goals and plans for my life and I'm just very adamant that I'm going to achieve it. And then obviously when things happen, cough, cough, like COVID or you get laid off or just X, Y, and Z, I think I'm the kind of person to just freak out and be like, oh my gosh, this is not going according to plan. I'm such a control freak. And I think that verse slash quote reminds me that a divine power has a plan. And obviously you don't have to believe that. That is totally fine, but that is just what I believe. And so I think that has given me a lot of peace in life. And yeah, definitely would say that is my favorite quote. And so going off of that, my next question is, what's your dream job? And I think I might have answered this before, but I'm really not sure. So I'm just going to answer it again. My dream job is to be obviously an entrepreneur, which I guess I'm kind of doing right now. Because I am an independent contractor now and slash freelancer. So yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm living my dream, honestly. I mean, not bringing in the dough that I would like to, but you know, we're working on it. You know, things take time, good things take time. But I guess my overall dream that I would love is kind of low-key to be like Rachel Hollis, but like the Sarah Whitney version. So that is my dream. I am writing a book, which I'll obviously get into in a little bit because there's a few questions regarding that. But I want to be a writer and low-key when I move to New York City next year, kind of want to be like Carrie Bradshaw, not gonna lie. So we shall see. I don't know. I am very open to the things that will come into my life, but I do kind of have an overall goal of being a very successful entrepreneur, kind of having like a lot of influence, but obviously hopefully in a positive way. But that is kind of where I see my life. I want to be a mom. This doesn't actually apply, I'm realizing as I'm talking. This does not apply to the question, but I guess a mom is a job too. Like being a homemaker or whatever they call it, like that is definitely a job. So yeah, I'll just throw that in there. I want to be a mom too someday, but I would be very open to adopting because, ooh, being pregnant, yeah, that does not sound like the life for me.
Hey there, and sorry to interrupt this incredible episode. I'm Kelsey, and I'm the host of What's Stopping You with Kelsey Jones, a podcast all about growing into the best version of yourself. Whether you're trying to progress in your career, your own personal development, or make strides on your journey towards a healthier lifestyle, I hope you'll join me as I navigate my senior year of college, my growing career, and my desire to become my best self. All thanks to my socially acceptable caffeine addiction, might I add. Look for me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or whatever podcast platform that you use. The only question now is, what's stopping you?
But carrying on to the next question, someone asked me, what was your major and why did you choose it? So, I think I've talked about this before, and my major in college was international business with a minor in communications. I chose it because I like to travel and I like to talk. Very simple. Those people that try to freak you out telling you, oh, you better major in X, Y, and Z or else you're not going to get a job. Let me just say, that is bullshit. I'm sorry, but it's true. And so do what you're passionate about because, for instance, I really wanted to major in English, but I didn't want to do it because, number one, I didn't want to read so much, but I did really want to be an author and I knew that. But hey, life is funny, and now I am still an author writing my own book, and I have a job as a copywriter, and I work in social media. So, you know, life is funny in that way. And so my one piece of advice for people is to not stress about picking your major. It honestly isn't that big of a deal unless you obviously want to be a doctor or an engineer. Obviously, if you want to be those things, major in those things. Next question was asked by my beautiful friend, Sarah Rada. Shout out to Sarah. I miss her so freaking much. But she said, your book, when is it coming out? And what do you hope people to get from your words? Well, first of all, Sarah, thank you so much for that fabulous question. Yes, I am writing a book. Obviously, I've already mentioned it a few times in this episode and in previous episodes, but I'm writing a book and I am doing a fabulous, I guess it's a Georgetown class, but then he opened it up to, I guess, the rest of the world. And so I'm doing a Georgetown class and I'm writing my own nonfiction novel. So excited about it. It's been something I have dreamed about, honestly, since I was little, but I just kind of never thought it would happen. And then, funny thing is, my friend Alexa, who was on the podcast, I think I've told this story one too many times, but whatever, I'll say it again. My friend Alexa said that she did this program when she was writing her book. She recommended me, and here I am today. So thank you, Alexa, for being the hookup. I very much appreciate you. And honestly, in terms of what I am writing about, I honestly changed my topic a few different times. Originally, I was telling people I was doing it all about limiting beliefs and how those limiting beliefs affect women, specifically young women in the workforce and in entrepreneurship. But as of this past weekend, I woke up and kind of had an epiphany. I've been watching a lot of, you know, The Social Dilemma, which is on Netflix. If you haven't watched it, watch it. I'm currently reading a fabulous book that my friend Nadine Krill from the 414 podcast, you should also check that out. She recommended a book called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, and that is by John Mark Comer. Guys, I 10 out of 10 recommend this book. It is so amazing. It's all about how we live in a society of hurry and distraction and how it kind of affects our soul and just mental state and emotional state as well. So these documentaries and these books that I'm reading have really inspired me, and I broadened my topic. So now it is more about distraction and the state of the world that we live in, which is very go, go, go. It's nonstop. And think of distraction as this huge umbrella. And then under that umbrella falls a bunch of different things. So that can be technology, social media, societal pressures, family pressures, and limiting beliefs. So I kind of wanted to encompass a lot of things because I am very much a feminist, and I kind of want to dissect how misogyny plays out in the world and kind of is perpetrated on us females, I guess, through these various things and kind of looking at that through the lens of distraction. I hope I'm saying that right. Honestly, I'm in the very, very early stages of writing. I've only written my intro and my quote unquote inspiration story, as my teacher calls it. So that is the gist of what I'm writing. I hope that made sense. And obviously, things will shift as I continue to write. And I will definitely keep you updated. And that book will be out, I think, mid-2021. So super excited. I think August 2021. But I am really hoping that I can throw a giant party, because honestly, I just want to celebrate all of the hard work. And I think that is something important to do also, that you should be able to celebrate your hard work that you do. Yes, be humble and obviously don't be filled with all of this pride, but then also, like, you should know if you've worked hard, you should celebrate it. So pray to God that I can throw a party and a lot of people can come. And honestly, I just hope it's a rager. But carrying on with the Q&A, we have another fabulous question. And that is, if you could shop for free at any store for the rest of your life, where would that be? So initially, I was thinking Trader Joe's, because I honestly spend much of my time there. Like, I'm pretty sure all of the workers know who I am, and I kind of love that. So, like I mentioned, I was going to say Trader Joe's, but then I thought about it, and I was like, wait, Whole Foods, because they have, I mean, pre-COVID, they had that amazing hot bar, so it's like basically a buffet with all of the hot food that they have, and oh my gosh, it is so great, and if I could get that for free, I think my life would be made, because it's so easy to spend like $100 at Whole Foods and literally get like five things. And then Trader Joe's is obviously cheaper. And like, you know, it's not the cheapest place, but it's definitely cheaper than Whole Foods. So I would say Whole Foods, because I can go to the hot bar all the time and get all of that yummy organic food and literally feel like I am the epitome of health every time, even if I'm really not, but that's okay. Another question that people have asked is, what's your favorite TV show? And like I mentioned earlier, I would say my two favorite TV shows are Gossip Girl and Sex and the City. So Gossip Girl, I actually watched back when I was a sophomore in high school, and I was obsessed, like completely obsessed, determined that I would move to New York, which now I'm finally doing. Exciting. But yeah, no, Gossip Girl is honestly one of the best shows. It is so well written. There are so many twists and turns, and definitely 10 out of 10 recommend. Currently, though, I'm watching Sex and the City, which is so amazing. I mean, I can't believe I spent this time, I guess, avoiding watching it, but now here I am quarantining and definitely going to, you know, over this next week, watch a lot of Sex and the City. I mean, Carrie Bradshaw, great writer. She's such just a thought-provoking woman, I guess, regarding relationships and how they work, and especially in New York. And I think watching those kinds of shows really transports me to the city. You know, I'm getting mentally prepared. I mean, I don't think I'll be dating around as much as those women, because I'm right now very career focused in my life and not at all worried about men. Literally not thinking about men at all. I mean, you know, on occasion, we all do. But really not thinking about men. So we shall see how my time in the city, obviously this podcast will be around, I guarantee it, you know, and I will obviously document that. So get ready, come 7 months, Sarah will be in the city living her best life. And speaking of men, my friend Emily from the Purpose Project podcast asked, would you rather be in a committed relationship and not be fully in love with them, or be in a complicated relationship and be head over heels in love with them? So first off, way to go with the hard questions, Em. This definitely isn't an easy question to answer, but I have been thinking about a lot of relationships. Obviously, I've been open with it. I went to therapy in hopes to heal from my past relationships with boys. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about relationships. And to answer this question, obviously, I kind of need to know the background behind the question. So when we say committed relationship and not fully in love, obviously that's pretty self-explanatory. But when it comes to the quote-unquote complicated relationship and you're head over heels with them, what constitutes as complicated? Like, does this mean abusive? Does this mean you guys are long distance? Is there a crazy family member that doesn't want you to be together? Like, what is complicated? So in attempts to, I guess, answer this question and how I interpreted it immediately when I read it, I would say a complicated relationship, but head over heels with each other. And when I say that, I am assuming that this is a healthy relationship, that there is no toxic or abusive behavior. I am assuming that it is complicated because, you know, it is long distance or there is a family member that doesn't want you two to be together, but you are, you know, long lost lovers and you are meant to be together. So that is what I am saying. But if it wasn't that circumstance and, you know, say the man's really was a terrible man, but for some reason, God knows why, I would be interested in him. I would not want that relationship, and I would want the committed relationship and hope that my love would grow, I guess. I don't know. It's definitely a hard question to answer, but that's what I would say. Carrying on with the dating theme, people were asking me, what is my dating life like? And let me just tell you, nothing. Nothing is happening. And obviously nothing will definitely happen this week because, you know, I am quarantining in my house heavily because I have COVID. So obviously nothing is happening. But, you know, before that and say come 2 weeks down the line, I definitely will not be dating. I mean, I don't think so. I have mentioned in a few podcast episodes where I've been interviewing a few people that, you know, I have downloaded Hinge again. I have this terrible habit of, you know, making an account, swiping through, connecting with guys, not actually talking to them, and then deleting it a week later, and then downloading it once a week to just see who matches with me, and then I match with them, and then I immediately delete it. Like, what am I thinking? Like, I think I just honestly need that dopamine hit of, like, seeing men. Because I just don't see men anymore. And it's kind of sad, but it's kind of refreshing. And to be honest, though, I was a little sad about, you know, not dating people. It is a little difficult here and there just because I'm the only one out of my roommates who is single. And if anyone else is feeling down about being single, like, let me just say, girlfriend, I have been single a majority of my life. Like, my longest relationship was 4 months. And then other than that, like 3, 2, 1 month, like very, very short lived relationships. I have dated a lot of guys, but I haven't had like necessarily a very long term boyfriend. So I don't know. I think I'm pretty good at this single thing. And I'm honestly really at this point of my life. It took forever. It feels like forever. I'm only 23, but I think it took forever for me to finally develop this mindset of really focusing on my career and what I actually want to do with my life rather than putting such an emphasis on finding love. And that's actually one, I guess, perspective I've gained over quarantine is that I think I put so much emphasis on me finding a boyfriend and just falling in love. And how great is it to have someone there always to just text and call and someone to love and all of that. And, you know, that's great and all, but like, you know, it's so great too that you have yourself to do that. You can be your number one cheerleader and you can be your best friend and you can be that person to pick yourself off of the ground every single day. And obviously, like, you need community too. Don't only rely on yourself, but also the point I'm trying to reiterate is that you don't need like a significant other to do that for you. That is all in yourself. And you don't need anyone to do that for you. So that's, I guess, the perspective I have gained over quarantine when it comes to my dating life. Nothing is happening, and I kind of wanted to stay that way for a while. I'm really career focused right now, and to be honest, I haven't ever been this way. Like, I have never before in my life been so focused on creating a name for myself, establishing what I really want to do and who I want to be in this world. And I think it's super exciting. And I think it's so important to do that before you are with someone. So that is what I'm doing. And I really am loving it, really focusing, spending all of this time, really focusing on myself. So that is, I guess, the update on my dating life. It is not happening right now. And I love it that way. And so next question is, what is your fave meal and song at the moment? Well, my favorite meal at the moment, I'm a major foodie, so this can change every day. So I think what I'll go through is my favorite things I've been loving at Trader Joe's. So like I mentioned before, I love Trader Joe's, go there all the time. But my favorite things I've been loving at Trader Joe's are probably, this is going to sound so random and people are going to be like, what the hell, Sarah? But I really love their vegan Caesar salad dressing and people are going to be like, what the hell? First of all, I'm not vegan, but let me just say this thing, it tastes so freaking good and it tastes exactly like real Caesar salad dressing. And honestly, I don't even really like Caesar salad that much, but I love this. And so I put it on all of my salads. It's great. And that's what I like. I also love their gluten-free pumpkin bread mix. Oh my gosh, it is absolutely to die for. So for those of you who don't know, I am gluten-free. I have celiac disease, so I stay away from gluten and also dairy because I also am lactose intolerant. So, you know, I'm a girl with plenty of dietary restrictions. It's difficult going out to eat, but thank God I live in California where everyone else has dietary restrictions too. So it's great. But I love the gluten-free pumpkin bread. Absolutely amazing. I would 100% suggest to slightly underbake it, which sounds a little gross. Like, actually, that's what I did. And I didn't mean to do it. And all my friends were like, Sarah, this is kind of mushy in the middle. And I was like, oh, shit, you're right. And it was. But they were all like, but it actually kind of tastes amazing this way. So call me a chef. I don't know. Call me Emerald. Call me Barefoot Contessa. Call me what you want. But that would be, I guess, my number one cooking tip for baking this gluten-free pumpkin bread. So good. And last but not least, this actually just popped up in my head and I kind of had to say it. So there is a taco shop in San Diego, more specifically in PB, near where I live, and it is called Harry's Taco Club. And my friend Natalie originally took me to it, and oh my gosh, they have the best tacos. Like, I am here in San Diego, California, where there is a lot of good food, a lot of good, specifically Mexican food. But let me just say, hands down, I would say Harry's Tacos, and it's specifically their shrimp and fish tacos are the best. And I also would say Oscar's in PB as well. That is a great place to get Mexican food as well. So those are just a few of the favorite things I'm loving in terms of food. And in terms of my favorite song as well, I would say Wonder by Shawn Mendes. And if you haven't, first of all, listened to that song. It is absolutely amazing. I love Shawn Mendes. Also, this is a plug for him. He is coming out with a Netflix, I think, documentary soon. I think kind of around Thanksgiving time. So excited to see that. Oh my gosh. I love him. I think he's so adorable. I know he's only like, I think he's 2 years younger than me or something like that. Totally would still date him. Like, I have this rule that I am not going to date anyone who is younger than 26 just because, you know, their prefrontal cortexes aren't fully developed. But for him, I make the exception. You know, it's okay. But definitely love that song. It's such a jam. Absolutely love it. And kind of, I guess, wrapping up this Q&A, I have two more questions that I want to answer. And this first question is, how do you stay motivated and push past your hurdles? So I feel like this is obviously a two-part question. What drives me and I guess helps me stay motivated is, honestly, I'm very much a routine person. And I understand not everyone is, but for me, that's what works well for me. I get to set my own hours, but I choose to wake up at 6:30 in the morning and I usually like to work out. This week is kind of a weird exception because I don't know what the hell is happening in my life just with everything. But on a normal week when I am perfectly healthy, COVID-free, I like to wake up at 6:30, do a little meditation with a few different affirmations that I have for myself. I journal and I write down all of my manifestations and then 5 things that I'm grateful for every single morning. And then I also spend time, I guess, reading a book that I really love right now. Like I mentioned, I'm reading The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. So I read about like 5 or 10 pages of that every morning. And so I think that really helps me start the day on the right foot, as they say. So then obviously I will go to the gym and then start my workday. And that's really, I think, what keeps me motivated. Just having a nice routine, having goals. And more specifically, I would say having obtainable goals. Obviously, you want like a really big overall goal of what you want to do with your life, but then also break that down into smaller goals, because you're going to stress yourself out so much if you're going to say, okay, I am going to become like what I want to become. I want to become a New York Times bestseller. Okay, yeah, that would be super, super stressful if I just told myself that, like, okay, Sarah, you're going to become a New York Times bestseller in a year. Let's get real. That's probably not obtainable. Like, that would be amazing if it happened, but it's probably not going to happen. So I need to break that down into different parts, being like, okay, well, how am I going to get there? Well, number one, I'm writing my first book. Okay, that's perfect. That's my first step into achieving that goal, because obviously my first book that I write isn't going to be a New York Times bestseller. Maybe my 10th book will be, and that's totally fine. But I guess just paving a way to just take little baby steps in order to achieve your bigger goals. That's what I would say. That kind of keeps me motivated and really looking forward. And then I would say how I push past any kind of hurdles that come up in life. I would say just to take some time to rest. I think we live in a society that, I mean, I've been talking about it. I am writing a book about it. We live in a society that is full of distraction, full of just hurry and go, go, go mentality. And that's not healthy. Obviously, I feed into it. I am a 3 on the Enneagram. I am the achiever. I love achieving. I will, you know, do whatever it takes to, you know, go big or go home. But at the end of the day, like, I am constantly teaching myself that you don't have to push yourself until you're tired and weary and want to cry and are sick. Like, that is not healthy. That is not a good way to do it. And at the end of the day, you're just going to burn yourself out, and it's not going to be healthy, and it's not going to be a cute sight for anyone. So I would say just resting and really spending time, I guess, with whatever you believe. Like, I really love kind of listening to sermons and spending time like praying and just walking. And that's what I like to do. But if that's kind of not your spiel, then that's totally fine. I would say just spending a time in a good book or going on a walk with yourself and being in nature. I think that really grounds anyone. And the last question is kind of going off the other one, but it is, what is one goal you have for yourself to hit within the next 2 years? And I would say, I don't know, I'm very open with how my life will kind of turn out within my young 20s. Obviously, COVID has thrown everyone for a loop, and I was definitely a planner. Like, I would have, you know, back in the day, back in my college days, which I'm laughing about because I literally just graduated, but, you know, back 4 months ago or 5 months ago, I don't know. I'm even losing track of time. I think COVID started actually 7 months ago. Pre-COVID though, is what I'm trying to say, is I would be a massive planner. Like, I would honestly be that girl. If something didn't go to plan, I would internally freak out. Like, maybe not always show it out in public, but internally I could feel like my very being like torn apart in that very moment when something didn't go my way. And now I think COVID and this year has really taught me that it's okay that nothing goes to plan. Like, honestly, there's so much beauty in that. And that's something I'm, you know, continually learning. And so in terms of just, I guess, the goal that I have set for myself, I have very broad goals. So, you know, you kind of have to send out a few lines, like pretend you're fishing and you cast out a few lines and see what grabs. And that's kind of how I view my goals. So I really plan on moving to New York City next year because my lease is up at the end of May. And I really plan on doing that. And if for some reason, God forbid, something else like COVID happens, I don't think it will. please, please no. but if something happens like that, obviously, then I'm going to adjust my plan and switch it. And if I need to move somewhere else, then I'll move somewhere else. But I guess what I'm really trying to say and get at is that obviously I'm going to keep my goals very broad, but in a perfect world, if everything, you know, did go to plan, I would move to New York City next year. And hopefully, you know, I don't know, people would really love my book. That is my number one goal, I think, of next year is to, number one, move to New York City and really just be surrounded by people who have common goals, because I do feel very stagnant in San Diego. For those of you who aren't from here and have never been and aren't from the West Coast in particular, it's very much of a slower paced lifestyle. People really just are worried about the next time they're going to go surfing or go to the beach. And I find a lot of beauty in that. But also at this stage in my life, that's not really what I'm looking to do. Like, I love the beach. Don't get me wrong. It is my happy place. It is my safe place. That is where I go to, I guess, find myself on a really bad day. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But for this point in my life, I really am seeking a community of people who are equally as driven, or say more driven than me, and really are expanding my thoughts and views on the world in a different way. Here, I feel like I'm in very much in a bubble. Everyone thinks the same, and I want to be kind of transported to a place where I am in an environment where so many people think so many different things and, you know, have so many different opinions and thoughts and beliefs. And I really just want to plant myself in the middle of that, because I think that is one of the best ways to grow. And then I would say my second goal for 2021 and 2022 is that people actually read my book. Like, I would love people to read my words and get a little bit something out of it. Obviously, it will be geared more towards young women and just, I guess, women who are really searching for their identity and kind of confused and feel like they don't belong. Like, I want them to read it and, like, know that they do belong. And that sounds really cheesy, but at the end of the day, like, who the hell knows what we're doing? Like, I have a podcast and I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, I feel like I'm talking half the time and I don't even know what I'm saying. But I just want it to be relatable. I'd love it for girls to read my book and hopefully get something out of it and feel a little bit less alone if they are feeling so otherwise. But I would say those are my goals for the next year and the next 2 years. And that is where I hopefully see my life going, and we shall see what else life has to, you know, bring me. It's going to be exciting. And yeah, so I guess that is the end of the Q&A, guys. I hope you absolutely loved it. I hope you learned a little bit more about me, and I kind of want to know what you guys think and how you guys would answer these questions. So feel free to always slide into my DMs, tell me what your thoughts are, and I would love to hear them. But other than that, be sure to subscribe and share the pod. Follow me on Instagram as usual. That's where you're going to find me most of the time. I just post little random things about my day, inspirational quotes, because, you know, as I mentioned, I love a good quote. And just basically all things that Sarah Whitney does. And yes, I just did talk in the third person. It's fine. But other than that, I hope you all have a great rest of the week. I love you all. Stay safe and healthy and wear your freaking mask and make sure to vote, because as you all know, if you are living in the United States, we have an election and your voice matters. And if you are a female listening to this, your voice definitely matters, because this is such a right and a privilege that we have living in America, where a lot of other places, women don't get this right. So we are definitely blessed to be able to voice our opinions and have the ability to express our thoughts and feelings. But other than that, I hope you all have a beautiful week. I love you all and talk to you next Tuesday. Bye, guys.